Hello, radio readers. I'm Jason Harper, food and fiction connoisseur, as well as a solely self-proclaimed chef and author, coming to you from Hayes, Kansas. Today, I'll be talking about High Plains Public Radio Reader's Fall 2017 theme, Food and Story, delivering part three of my four-part book bite about Five Quarters of the Orange, a novel by Joanne Harris. Today, my focus is that the characters in Five Quarters of the Orange use food as a weapon. In the novel, the narrator describes how she, as a child, would bring oranges surreptitiously into the house because the very smell of them would trigger her mother's migraines, thus buying the child hours of freedom after her mother had taken heavy narcotics and lay in bed. Unbeknownst to her, these frequent headaches and that medicine that she took led to a crippling drug addiction. Food can be, at certain times and under certain circumstances, used as a weapon by children, as a power instrument. For instance, you might want your children to eat an apple or a banana or even an avocado, just anything that would be better than the bag of chips he's cuddling with in front of the TV. But he stubbornly refuses, so you acquiesce. This kind of control and power war happens in too many families too often throughout a typical day, and the chips are the weapons in the battle. Yet food can be used as a weapon by parents, too. In extreme cases, it could become a form of abuse without the parents even realizing that this is what they're doing, possibly developing from a parent feeling out of control in other areas of their life. But at home, controlling food and controlling the family is much more manageable. Overall, the characters in Five Quarters of the Orange do have some realization that what they're doing is wrong. Yet there seems to be little remorse for the resultant events that transpired, which makes for a riveting page-turner of a book, sprinkled with a dash or two of guilty pleasure. At least while we're reading this book, we're not parked in front of the TV with a bag of potato chips. This has been Jason Harper from Hayes, Kansas for the High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club with part three of my four-part discussion of Five Quarters of the Orange, a novel by Joanne Harris, for our 2017 fall read, Food and Story. To find out more about the Radio Readers Book Club, visit hppr.org.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. We hope you'll join us by clicking Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.
Swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written.